24 degrees the top today. Hey there, I'm Cass Katsoulis with your news briefing. Experts say the next couple of days are critical for the latest COVID outbreak in Victoria, after the cluster grew to 9 yesterday with 4 more cases confirmed. But the question still remains, will the Sunshine Coast see a mass vax hub? Fiona Simpson, member for Maroochydore, says we do need vaccination hubs locally. She says it's vital people on the coast have clarity about the rollout and where they can get their shot. And the Free Emergency Services and Disaster Preparedness Expo Extravaganza is on this Sunday from 10 to 2 at Sunshine Coast Stadium. Sunshine Coast Council Mayor Mark Jamieson says it's important to remember the expo is free and will offer something for everyone.
Kids will love the exciting demonstrations where they'll get to see our emergency services responding exactly like they would in a real life water bombing, fire, crash or even emergency situation. For those of us a little older, we can learn more about what we need to prepare for in the event of a disaster, and in doing so, help our household and our loved ones and maybe those who live next door to us.
The day has a jam-packed program and will teach important lessons if disaster strikes in your community. And a planned burn in Landsborough will go ahead today. It's part of Sunshine Coast Council's bushfire management program. Smoke impacts to surrounding residents and road users is expected to be minimal, but caution should still be taken when operating a motor vehicle. The burn commences at 10 this morning and is likely to go until 7 o'clock tonight. And Sally Desch, president of Sunny Kids, says the Merrill Ball is set to go ahead for 2021 after last year's event was put to a halt due to COVID-19. This Sunny Kids event goes to supporting children and families affected by domestic violence.
The amount of work that Sunny Kids do in the community, we've heard lots of information regarding last year through COVID, the increase of domestic and family violence. And, you know, last year alone, the service delivery team spent 16,500 hours supporting children.
The ball will be held on November 6 at venue 114. Meanwhile, a female patient has been transported to school with a shoulder injury following a motorcycle crash in Maroochydore late last night. Still on the coast, a Nambour nursing home received a furry four-legged visit from two mini ponies. Cupcake and Shorty were just what the doctor ordered, bringing smiles to residents' faces. The facility is home to more than 70 residents who require various levels of care.